USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. Marine Corps says someone sustained a self-inflicted gunshot wound Tuesday morning after reports of an active shooter at the base in 29 Palms, California. The Marines on Twitter saying the individual, who is not being identified, is currently being treated and will be transported to a medical facility. Leaders from high education institutions across the United States are telling Congress the biggest struggle they face from the coronavirus pandemic is the digital divide.
Now they must learn to navigate courses through an online platform, often using a smartphone without reliable internet access.
Speaking virtually, President of Minneapolis College, Dr. Sharon Pierce, tells the Higher Education Subcommittee that technology investments need to be at the forefront of congressional decision-making. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
We've heard a lot about lost jobs because of COVID-19, but a government report says there are lots of job openings lately. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The report from the Labor Department shows there were 5.4 million available positions as of the end of May, and that's an increase of 401,000 openings from the previous month. The sectors that saw increases include accommodation and food services, retail, trade, and construction. There were thousands of fewer openings, though, with the federal government and educational services.
Up to 1,000 Georgia National Guard troops are being activated following violence in the state. Buildings, including the state capitol in Atlanta, will be protected as Republican Governor Brian Kemp declared a state of emergency on Monday. Kemp says the city must return to law and order, and the mayor of Atlanta, Keisha Lance Bottoms, says she has tested positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
President Trump is meeting with education leaders at the White House on Tuesday to discuss schools reopening safely. Dr. Scott Atlas with the Hoover Institution says now is not a time to panic and schools can reopen safely.
What we're doing wrong is we have the wrong people in charge of our states because they don't seem to understand it's not the superficial analysis that counts. And we need to communicate to people what the facts are. It's not a time to panic. It's not a high-risk disease for people under 70. It's certainly not a high-risk disease for people under 30 or 40 who almost all recover. So we have to look at that. And what correlates to the new cases, if it's from social mingling, is the large protests that were in these large cities. Somehow that goes unspoken. It's not the guy getting his hair cut in the barbershop that created all these thousands of cases. That's ridiculous.
A new study at Detroit's Henry Ford Health System found that giving folks who have tested positive for COVID-19 hydroxychloroquine helped patients to survive. If given the drug, 13% fewer hospitalized patients died. And White House trade advisor Peter Navarro says that's a good thing.
If the results of the Detroit study are confirmed in later studies, President Trump was absolutely right that hydroxychloroquine can save lives.
Navarro speaking with reporters at the White House on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.